My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund. Here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's the Greg Hill Show.
With Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox.
And you are off to a pretty amazing start after hour number one on day number one of 2 days of this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Over $52,000 donated so far this morning. Thanks for that. We are looking at, staring at, $775,000 match for this show over 2 days from our friend Rob Hale. So we gotta, we gotta get half of that by the end of this morning. We can do it.
We can backload
it tomorrow, but I like to get the work done early, Curtis.
Yeah.
So I guess we gotta be about, math, not my thing, 375,000,
somewhere around there.
By the end, just about your monthly fee.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And it is very nice. I've been patrolling Twitch this morning,
yes,
and they are donating.
Oh,
so
awesome.
The Twitchers have come out loud this morning, and
awesome,
they have been giving.
Well, you can watch the show on Twitch. You can watch the show on YouTube. And thanks to those of you who do, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Do the same on YouTube. We'll be joined later on this morning at about 9:30 by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek. It's hard to believe, Curtis, but 20 years since 2004, and I think you said you've never in your illustrious radio career never spoken to Jason Veritek.
Never. No, wow. We had the opportunity, Ken and I, out in Springfield to talk to Ken and me out in Springfield at the winter weekend, talk to David Ortiz.
Yeah.
But never spoken to Jason Veritek, and I don't think we can do proper justice to the next generation of Boston sports fan as to just where Veritek stood in the pantheon of Boston sports in 2004. Like, the aftermath of that Veritek punch, the way in which that team, you know, galvanized behind him as the captain, the leader. I mean, it was basically, he was kind of like the McGinnis, maybe, of the Red Sox. Like,
mm-hmm,
a guy that was,
yeah,
larger than life, that was the enforcer that everybody had to deal with. It was his tenor, his team. He had the pulse of everything.
Yeah.
And he's been...
He may have been the last tough baseball player that there was ever. let's be honest.
A tough baseball player who was also so great with fans. Like,
yeah,
was,
yeah,
always taking the time to meet with fans, to meet with kids. He was the first baseball player, MLB player I ever met. Eight years old, and I'll never forget.
Don't we have the photo of
you? Yeah, we do.
Oh, we should share that when
I'll get that to
Pitch.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that is all coming up this morning from Fenway. Right now, this, though.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tyreek Hill. He was on with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show. She was down at Miami Dolphins training camp and practice, and she asked him about Noah Lyles in his comments, and Tyreek Hill's clapback was actually pretty good. This is what Tyreek Hill said.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like come on, bro. Like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I won't beat him by a lot, but I will beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business.
I mean, the dude can run, he's kind of a jackass.
Yeah, because he said the same thing about NBA players, and then I didn't watch, but I heard they won the gold medal. There's no Olympic Games for football, and I think if we sent over our best players, we'd probably be world champs.
I would expect that you would, yes. I mean, there are two versions of football, the one we play here and the one they play in Europe.
Yes.
But I think that we would fare very well.
Yeah. I think Noah Lyles has it backwards. Like, the Olympics prove, because all the players in basketball say that were competing for a gold, all are in the NBA.
Right.
Yes.
So
if you're coming here to play, we generally have the best players in the world. In that particular sport, and I would say in the NFL. Yes.
And the reason we don't have football in the Olympics is because it would be 100 million to zero.
Yes.
Because the Americans would kill us.
Also,
what's that?
Are we adding flag football? When it comes to LA,
I believe that they are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But also fraudulent when if you're not going to run the what was it the 400 the, that he didn't run the
I
relay,
thought it was the yeah the, 4x1 right
the 4x1 relay if you're not going to run that because you have COVID and then you're going to be out clubbing it up that night that's fraudulent
that is
Biggie.
And if becoming a dad was an Olympic sport, Tyreek Hill would get the gold every year.
That he would.
All right. What else, Sean?
Well, Bill Belichick made his first of the season's appearance on Pat McAfee's show, and Belichick talked about playing in the preseason and may or may not have taken a couple of veiled shots at the New England Patriots. Here was Coach Belichick.
You know, if you're going to put your starting quarterback out there, you probably want to put him out there with your starting offensive line. You want to put him out there with, you know, receivers that he's going to be thrown to. So if your depth is not good at those positions at that particular point in time, maybe you got a couple of guys banged up or whatever, you know, then is it really worth it? And on top of that, you have to spend time preparing for your opponent, right? You don't know what they're going to do. So I don't think you want to play, you know, your starters for five plays. That doesn't really do any good. You want to maybe leave them out there for, you know, 20-25 plays, something like that. And then some of it, especially at the quarterback position, I think depends a little bit on the player. Like Tom always wanted to play in preseason. He always felt like, you know, I want to get more work. I want to get the live, you know, the speed of the game. I want to do that. And so, but as far as the rookies go, I think for those guys, you know, they should play and they should get a feel for the game, the speed of the pass rush, just, you know, especially I'd say some of the rookie quarterbacks this year who, you know, some of whom are a little undersized, just, you know, the height and the girth of the defensive linemen and all that. I mean, that's good for them to experience in a live game situation, you know, not just practice.
Yeah, I wonder, is he addressing that to anyone in particular? Listen.
This is the worst scenario for the Patriots. I know. On top of having to pay him $30 million to do nothing,
right?
You're paying him $30 million
to critique your coach, to critique his replacement. I'd say, but he's right.
Of course,
he's
right.
Every rookie quarterback saw considerably more time than Drake May did.
And you know what I underestimated? How great it is that Tom and Bill are now good, so they each will talk about, because there was that period where they didn't mention each other. So now Tom and Bill just talk about each other at free random, and it's great because they just kill everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you want to play, you know, your starters for five plays.
That's why I said it's going to be really interesting to see what happens when they play Thursday night.
Thursday night. I mean, today they got joint practices. So
right, but even then, I still like the live bullets. I think when he references getting them live reps in a game, it'll be interesting to see the play breakdown as far as the number of reps that Drake May gets with the ones and Jacoby Brissett gets, because you have to prepare. If Jacoby Brissett is your guy, then he's got to get the majority of the reps with the ones.
Isn't the same true for Drake May, though?
Yes.
If Drake May's your guy, I mean, you have one preseason game left after Thursday, and then you're live. Like, what are you waiting for?
Right, and
see what he is. What are you waiting for?
Well, the issue is that I was talking yesterday after I banged my head on a golf cart, a very prominent former Patriot told me that the last time Drake May called a play in a huddle, he was 16. In college, they have these signs and these, like, pictures that you just point at.
Yeah.
You go to the wristband. He's nowhere near ready in terms of he's not going to be starting week one. There is no shot.
But
they are so far away. That's why they're handling
it.
So that form, was it Ninkovich?
No.
But they believe.
It rhymes with bro.
So they believe that. Rhymes with bro.
So.
Oh. But so they believe. They must believe that Jacoby Brissett's going to be their starter for the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes.
But to his defense, to Drake May's defense, every college quarterback that has come out nowadays, no one calls plays in the huddle. I bet they're all, whether it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, none of them call their own plays.
How good did Caleb Williams look on Saturday?
The reason why is because they're saying you're the guy.
Right.
Like, you're the guy. Go out there. I know Shine brought up Bo Nix. Bo Nix is in, where the hell's he in?
Denver.
He's in Denver. Like, you're the guy. J.J. McCarthy. You're the guy. Jaden Daniels in Washington. You're the guy. Drake May, the third overall pick in New England. Guess what? Jacoby Brissett's the guy. It just don't make sense to me, man. I don't get it. Like, Jacoby Brissett is a fine backup. But what are you doing?
Well, it's a different vibe, a different way of approaching things down there, Wiggy.
Yeah, I don't mind the change.
This is how AVP does it. This is the Alex Van Pelt method. So
yeah. By the way, Wiggy, what do you think of that? Reese reported over the weekend that it's basically Alex Van Pelt's decision.
Okay.
That he's gauging the progress of Drake May. Like,
they're trying to do it like CJ Stroud. Like, so that's the new philosophy when it comes to a rookie quarterback.
That the offensive coordinator will tell the coach when he's ready to go into game action.
With Gerard being a defensive guy, I don't mind that approach, right? Because it's the offensive coordinator. He's around him the most. Gerard's probably focusing on a lot of other things. He's a defensive guy, so he's on that side. So Gerard might say to Alex, hey, listen, is the kid ready? And Alex says, no, he's not, or yes, he is. I just think that even in this situation, why are you playing Jacoby Brissett? Is he getting you to the playoffs? No. So get the kid as much reps as he can get. Let him play. Let him, like Bill said, get out there, see the live reps. Let him stumble. Let him get hit. All that juicy stuff. And guess what? Prepare him. So when he comes out next year to play, he goes, listen, I got plenty of experience under my belt after my rookie season.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You can give when you call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text and give. Just text KCANCER to 20222. That's KCANCER to 20222, and that is an automatic $25 donation to the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Andrew Raycroft joins the Greg Hill Show this morning at 9. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox take the first of their series with the Rangers. Final score 5-4 at Fenway. Brian Baio won 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 5. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The fallout from the Jaren Duran on a hot mic using a homophobic slur has been announced. He will serve a 2-game suspension without pay. The latest on Brandon Ayuk is that the Steelers' offer was $30 million short. And when it comes to trade opportunities closer to home, reports are that multiple teams have inquired about trading for Matthew Judon.
I would love to know what they mean by the $30 million short. Was he asking for $100 million? Was he asking for what? Justin Jefferson, close to what he was
guaranteed
getting?
Money.
Guaranteed money, yeah.
$100 million guaranteed.
Right, because that's what, if most of these other guys, these second-tier guys, are getting 75 to 80-ish million.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Is he asking for, because Justin Jefferson got $110 million guaranteed. Is he asking for that?
It must be something, because, like, the 49ers, you know how the cap is real?
Uh-huh.
They somehow have the most cap space in the NFL right now.
Right.
So you have to figure the Niners don't want to lose him, and they've offered him maybe 30, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's gotten a decent offer from the Niners.
Right.
But he's just so out of his tree in what he's asking for. They're like, fine, if you can find it,
right,
we'll trade you.
And I don't know, and is there, and like, even with New England and Pittsburgh, are they going to say, well, we're not going to give you $105 million? Well,
and a second round pick.
Right. Shime, I don't know how you feel this morning, but last week you thought the Patriots still had a go at it.
I still believe they do. So ultimately it was one of those situations where the Patriots clearly have the best offer on the board for him. The 49ers haven't wanted to come up. The Steelers were $30 million shy of it. And the only other team that has even come close to the Patriots seems to be the Browns. And so ultimately it's going to come down to, will the 49ers get a deal done with him, or will he take the best offer on the board? And I still think that the 49ers are going to want to sign their quarterback over a wide receiver.
Well, today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. A perfect day. 64 degrees right now. Sunny skies. Gorgeous sunny afternoon. High in the low 80s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of 2 days of this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Last year, over these 2 days, you donated over $4 million, putting our 22-year total when it comes to this event over $70 million. And so far this morning, you're almost at $70,000 donated, so $69,195. What you give, because I'm always asked about this, goes to a bunch of incredible things that the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, does together. And Curtis brought up earlier having the incredible opportunity to go with a bunch of Jimmy Fund patients and go to spring training, and they're here at the ballpark all the time. It's really a unique opportunity to give them a chance to do some things that take their mind off what they're fighting.
I mean, the easiest way to put it is that the money you're donating is helping those that need you the most get through the toughest days of their life. And what would ever be enough for that? And in the event that it hits you, hopefully it doesn't, but inevitably, unfortunately, it will. The money you spend today, it's like an investment plan for a college fund. Like, it's going directly to help treat people today and fund researching to help you tomorrow.
And you and I have talked about this, doing the Dana-Farber walkthrough. I, when I was at Nesson, I did the day where you walk through and get to see the treatment facilities. And I'm somebody that when you walk into a hospital, it feels so sterile, it feels scary, and I can't imagine as a child walking in. That is not the feel when it comes to being treated at Dana-Farber. Like, you walk in and it just feels lighter. And the money that you're giving today helps so that they can create an environment for these kids, for these people that are going through the worst times of their lives, and make it feel less scary.
Well, like, yeah, and not only is it that, but it's the research.
Right.
It's the incredible work, and you'll hear directly from the doctors and the nurses who do that incredible work. We talked to Brandon, who is a nurse and is in it every single day, last hour. And so what you're giving is giving those who are fighting this awful disease a chance and an opportunity. And it's incredible to me that every year you step up and you give, and we can't thank you enough for doing that. If you want to make a donation now, you can call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can just text KCANCER to 20222 and donate $25. So that's text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. We will be joined over the next couple days by a lot of those patients and families who are trying to defy cancer. We'll talk with lots of those who have been a part of this in the past. When it comes to David Ortiz and Jason Veritek, who will join us at 9:30 this morning. Sam Kennedy will join us at 8:45 and talk about what the Red Sox are doing this season to honor Larry Lucchino and Tim and Stacy Wakefield. And so there is just over these 2 days an opportunity to really hear how this event and what you've given has changed an awful lot of lives over 22 years. So in the meantime, though, let's get to this.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop. Then, therefore, up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood out?
We're going to start with the 4.4 magnitude earthquake that hit L.A. yesterday. And while Malika Andrews was doing a live interview in the ESPN studios out in L.A., she handled it with grace.
She did.
Yeah. If you're watching.
Now, I assume you have some earthquake anxiety.
I've never felt one.
Okay. All right.
Courtney, do you have a photo we should use should you be missing after an earthquake?
Yes. Okay. Same photo.
Okay.
The Obit photo is the same. Yeah.
I think Christian Fourier on this show yesterday said you've never experienced an earthquake with Santo either.
He did apologize after. Christian texted me. I thought it was all in fun. Christian is like a big brother for me. I was poking fun at something he said. He decided to retaliate. I appreciated it.
Retaliate?
Yes.
He said you were a dead fish.
So
he said you were a dead fish in bed. I mean, I am.
And Courtney, as is always the case with me, I thought of the best line after the show.
Right.
He said that you were a fish, and he ordered fish, and you could say that's what your wife got when you got home, but it was a little too late.
Coming from the 4 minute man too.
That was the joke I made.
Yeah. Right, he got very sensitive.
Yeah, but he texted me after. He said I went too low. I said Christian, we're fine.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It's shaking off.
Yeah.
Be all right.
But we can hear Malika Andrews during this earthquake.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
Now back to sports.
Why would you go back to sports after that?
Well, I mean, that was I know Mitch just showed for those watching on YouTube or on Twitch, the whole camera shakes, like everything. It looks crazy. So I've never experienced one. I had a little bit of FOMO few months ago when people in Massachusetts said that they could feel one. Yeah, never felt one before.
Yeah, neither have I. There's a ride at Universal or something out there where they mimic the feeling of it.
Oh, really?
And it was not fun.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want to feel an earthquake.
Yeah.
Nope.
CrowdStrike was given the most epic fail award at DEF CON's annual awards for their security software crash last month. I thought that this was a good move, having CrowdStrike President Michael Sentona actually show up and accept the award.
Right.
We can hear his speech.
Definitely not the award to be proud of receiving, but I think the team was surprised when I said straight away that I'd come and get it, because we got this horribly wrong. We've said that a number of different times, and it's super important to own it when you do things well. It's super important to own it when you do things horribly wrong, which we did in this case. And we got this wrong, and I want to make sure that everybody understands these things can't happen, and that's what this community is about. So from that perspective, I will say thank you, and I will take the trophy, and we'll put it in the right place and make sure everybody sees it. So thank you.
Sorry we shut down the entire internet for 24 hours. And I mean, if you want to make it better, send us all a check. That would be the way to make us feel better about that. But
God, that was terrifying that day. The way in which everything came to a halt because one software company. Like, God in heaven, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
A 1,300-pound bull in Raynham escaped while it was being loaded into the transport on its way to a slaughterhouse yesterday. It caused a 3-car crash on I-495. Police eventually had to shoot and kill the bull when it charged at them.
Oh.
The owners of the farm that the bull was leaving from did warn police that this was a violent bull and that they were probably going to have to put it down rather than safely get it into their hands.
Yeah.
We can hear from one witness, Colleen Campbell, on NBC 10.
We walked right out my back fence, and it was right there, and we were kind of like staring at it like, oh my God, like that, we need to call the police.
Did they still, they obviously still send it to the slaughterhouse. So
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Get on somebody's plate in a couple of days.
You could be eating it this weekend.
That's fine with me. I like a good filet. Okay. Nothing better than that.
So I would imagine, what'd you say, 1,500 pounds?
1,300.
That's a big one.
So I'm assuming that it did considerable damage to the vehicles.
Yeah, well, the three-car crash was because when it escaped, it went right out into I-495. But I can't imagine the people that are put in charge of getting the bull into the transport.
You need to call the police.
The next time Jackson gets a flat tire, it's going to be a random bull attack.
We need to call the police.
I just got a text message from Foyer. He wants me to correct the line that he used on you yesterday for accuracy purposes. He said, apparently he said, a dead fish has more movement in the bedroom than Courtney.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what
made him get on that one, Courtney? What you say?
I said,
4 minute man?
Greg talked about seeing he and his wife at Ocean Prime over the weekend celebrating Christian's wife's birthday.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, you know, I was trying to get out of there for the dessert, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
And I said, well, I hope since it was her birthday, it lasted more than 5 minutes. That is accurate after something he said.
Yes, yeah. You took the first shot.
Of course.
He is entitled to respond in kind.
Of course. Of course. But I mean, to send a text to you right now after, let me read the text he sent to me yesterday at 10:46 a.m.
in a pit of rage.
Chime. Probably too nasty, period. You were being playful and I went for a kill shot.
No.
Uncalled for, even under current radio standards. You are our favorite.
That's so nice.
What made him take the shot at the dead fish?
Yeah, I mean, I said, you wish.
Get your hands off my penis!
All right, we should take a break. We will get to the rest of the news coming up with Courtney. We are at Fenway Park. It is day number one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. If you'd like to give, call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. If you want to make it easier, you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25.
Fighting cancer together.
Now, the Greg Hill Show and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We are at Fenway Park. It is day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So far this morning, you have donated $69,195. And we are looking at a challenge, a match challenge from a good friend of this radio show, Rob Hale, who always steps up. It doesn't matter what the cause. And so if we can get to, by the end of today's show and tomorrow's show, if we can get to $775,000 that you give, Rob Hill will match that. So that'll be close to $1.5 million by the time that is done. So if you've already given this morning, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, then call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. That's really easy to do. Just type K Cancer into your phone and send that text off to 20222. Wiggy is back after a day off. Yes, I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't invite me to Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, I tried to check in with you, but
you didn't check in. Where was that?
It was at City Hall Plaza. And it was for the donut, too, for all the Wu-Tang fans out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Greg.
Was it the donut for you or for everybody?
For everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, for everybody.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, there were donuts? Not only did I miss Ghostface Killer, but there were donuts there?
Yeah, no, it was free, Greg.
Oh,
yeah, yes, those type of donuts. But I checked in when I was in the Seaport.
Yes.
A couple days ago, and you didn't, no response, man.
Did he check in with you, Chris?
He didn't. And I'm curious, did Mayor Wu meet with Ghostface Killa after his concert?
No, she's just meeting with Jaron Duran.
Oh, okay.
Or she just wants a meeting with Jaron Duran.
That doesn't sound like grandstanding at all.
Yeah. Will she be biking over to Fenway for the meeting?
Or? I would hope.
Okay.
I might bike home from here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you bike over?
I was thinking about it.
How did you get here?
I Ubered.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about biking over, but I was like, you know, because I got to find a great bike. If there's not a great bike, yeah. I'm not getting on
it. Uber has instituted a new thing only for Wiggy when it comes to their drivers. If you're an Uber passenger, you can select the atmosphere that you want in your car.
Correct.
Uber drivers can select no talking from Wiggy.
But I generally don't talk to people, though.
Really?
I only talk on the radio. When I'm in the Uber or I'm on a plane, I click the please don't talk to me. Yeah. But I'm on the radio. It's different.
I'm the opposite.
If you're in my circle.
Mm-hmm. You talk on the plane?
Oh, yeah. I'm the person. God. If I sit down, I'm like, so, are you coming or going?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Going on vacation?
Wiggy and I sat on the plane. He was right in front of me. I think we combined said three words, and it was soda, please, or water. Yeah. And that was it.
Nice to connect.
We got a lot going on this morning here from Fenway. We'll talk to Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, at 8:45 this morning. Not only about the Jimmy Fund, but we can certainly ask about any interest in purchasing the Boston Celtics. We'll do that at 8:45. We will be joined by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek at 9:30 this morning. And we should get back to the rest of the news right now.
And Wiggy bringing up the Ubering in this morning, that was the right call. If you are a police officer and going to Lansdowne Street today, please don't tow me.
Or me.
Or ticket me.
You got to let them know what kind of car you got. Well, it's not the police who are going to ticket, it's the meter maids. And once they hit you, nothing you can do.
We love the meter maids.
Yes. Yep, we do. Fox is about to sell out Super Bowl ads already.
Really?
Yeah, wow. The ads are going $7 million for a 30-second spot. Ooh. The Super Bowl, of course, is February 9th in New Orleans. Now, Greg has been on this, and I agree with him, that soon the Super Bowl you're going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
How will that affect ads, though? Because if it's a streaming service.
I think they will keep the ads in it because people actually care about the ads.
Right.
So don't you think?
I don't think it's going to go ad-free. If you pay for it, but I do think it'll be less.
Right. It'll be less ads.
It'll be like the Masters, you know, how you get 6 minutes of ads per hour.
I thought it'd be like the side-by-sides that they do in some of the games when they do. Oh. You still kind of see the game, but you get the commercial on the other side of the thing.
Yeah. And we should get a confirmation from Ken. We should be at the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Facts.
I've never been.
New Orleans is
Brady,
the spot.
Brady's
bad
calling
bad
it.
Time. It's the timing's off. We're going to have to do the show at 3 a.m.
No, it's 1 hour.
Is New Orleans it? Will be, yeah, 1 hour.
We did the morning show in Phoenix at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't get any guests. It's not worth it if it's early. I mean, I'm down with it. Okay,
let's do London instead.
Did you see, though?
We should do the show in London for the Patriots game. I mean,
that'd be cool.
That should be a done deal.
Did you see the football package thing that they've been putting on that you're going to have to pay almost $700 if you wanted to watch, like, every football game through all the different streaming services?
I mean, it's not. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I don't think you're going to be able, at one point soon, you're not going to be able to watch free football.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Do you think you are?
No, and I think what they're going to do is something like a season ticket that you purchase as a fan that gives you every game no matter the network. So, like,
doesn't matter the streaming service.
So they'll bundle it and you pay, you know, $80 a month or $200 a year, and you get every game.
Kind of like DirecTV used to do.
Right. Oh. It'll just be a generic package that you get every game to your house.
All right. Speaking of generic package, I would like to say good morning to Christian Fourier, who is listening to the show right now. All right.
68-year-old Vera Liddell, a teacher in Illinois, was sentenced to 9 years in prison after she stole over $1.5 million in wings from the school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. 1.5 million?
Which equates to 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
How was she able to do this?
So she spent some time doing it. She started doing it July 2020, height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and then went till February 2022 before they were able to find out what she was doing.
Very important question. Was she ordering bone-in or boneless?
Bone-in.
Bone-in. Come on, bone-in. And you see what she was doing with them.
She was.
I don't know if it's in the story.
Well, she was transporting it out of the in the cars
by the school, and then she was selling it.
Yeah, she was selling
on her own.
Yeah, like she
on
would
the
go.
Street?
Yeah, she'd go to like restaurants.
Yeah,
like,
where
you
they're
know.
Calling her like the wing lady.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She'd go to like you know like mom and pop wing shops and say, hey, you want to get some wings? I'll give them to you for a wholesale
yeah,
price.
Wasn't there an easier way to make money? Like
1.5 million.
That's a lot.
Though,
yeah.
I mean, that's
and think about
years.
How much the street value for those wings are.
How did they catch her?
Because the school realized that they were lost $1.5 million and the food never made it to the kids that were supposed to get it in the cafeteria. Yeah. There was wings on the payroll saying that they spent $1.5 in 2 years and they couldn't find it in the actual cafeteria being served to the kids.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
And since we're here fighting cancer today, we're going to end on this story. Science is suggesting how many times a man should climax per month.
Oh, for what purpose?
To lower your risk of prostate cancer.
Oh, okay.
So do you have any guesses?
Whitney's
going to say like, you know, a million.
Curtis is up to four.
God.
What do you guys think about the socks?
21.
21.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Did you know
I
that?
Told you. What did I say?
He's a sexpert.
The average person should be having sex 3 times a week.
Well, okay.
Right?
But that would be 12. That would be 12.
No, 7 days in a week. Times 3, 21.
No, that's not how it works.
That's how I came up with it.
20, that would be 4 times a week would be what the, and it's not only sex. I mean, you could take care of it on your own. If
right. No,
4 times a week would not equal it either. That would be 16.
No, 4 times a week would be 16.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So
it would only be 20.
Yeah.
So 1 week you get a little
that's
bonus.
All right. So that is
21's good.
That's what we're about. We are about defying cancer, and that's one way that men, with help,
yes,
can defy cancer, prostate cancer.
Yep.
All right.
Oh my
God. Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is presented by Arbella Insurance. You've been extraordinarily generous over these 22 years. You've donated over $70 million to help those who are fighting cancer, and we will continue with our next hour, where before we go to break, I'll tell you that we are approaching $90,000 in 2 hours. So we're currently at $89,580 donated. Keep it coming when you call 877-738-1234, when you go to jimmyfund.org and donate online, or when you text KCANCER to 20222 to make a $25 donation.
Fighting cancer together.
Now, the Greg Hill Show and the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We are at Fenway Park. It is day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So far this morning, you have donated $69,195. And we are looking at a challenge, a match challenge from a good friend of this radio show, Rob Hale, who always steps up. It doesn't matter what the cause. And so if we can get to, by the end of today's show and tomorrow's show, if we can get to $775,000 that you give, Rob Hill will match that. So that'll be close to $1.5 million by the time that is done. So if you've already given this morning, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, then call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. That's really easy to do. Just type K Cancer into your phone and send that text off to 20222. Wiggy is back after a day off. Yes, I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't invite me to Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, he was. I tried to check in with you, but every time
you didn't check in. Where was that?
It was at City Hall Plaza. And it was for the donut too, for all the Wu-Tang fans out there.
Yeah.
Well, I you know, Greg.
Was it the donut for you or for everybody?
For everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, for everybody.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, there were donuts. Not only did I miss Ghostface Killah, but there were donuts there.
It was free, Greg. Oh, yeah, yes, those type of donuts. But I checked in when I was in the Seaport.
Yes.
A couple days ago, and you had no response, man.
Did he check in with you, Chris?
He didn't. And I'm curious, did Mayor Wu
meet? Salty.
Did Mayor Wu meet with Ghostface Killah after his concert?
No, she's just meeting with Jaren Duran.
Oh, okay.
Or she just wants a meeting with Jaren Duran.
That sounds, doesn't sound like grandstanding at all.
Yeah. Will she be biking over to Fenway for the meeting?
Or? I would hope.
Okay.
I might bike home from here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you bike over?
I was thinking about it.
How did you get here?
I Ubered.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about biking over, but I was like, you know, because I got to find a great bike. If there's not a great bike, I'm not getting on.
Uber has instituted a new thing only for Wiggy when it comes to their drivers. If you're an Uber passenger, you can select the atmosphere that you want in your car.
Correct.
Uber drivers can select no talking from Wiggy.
But I generally don't talk to people, though.
Really?
I only talk on the radio. When I'm in the Uber or I'm on a plane, I click the please don't talk to me. Yeah. But I'm on the radio. It's different.
I'm the opposite.
If you're in my circle.
You talk on the plane?
Oh, yeah. I'm the person. If I sit down, I'm like, so, are you coming or going?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Going on vacation?
Wiggy and I sat on the plane. He was right in front of me. I think we combined said three words, and it was soda, please, or water. Yeah. And that was it.
Nice to connect.
We got a lot going on this morning here from Fenway. We'll talk to Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, at 8:45 this morning. Not only about the Jimmy Fund, but we can certainly ask about any interest in purchasing the Boston Celtics. We'll do that at 8:45. We will be joined by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek at 9:30 this morning. And we should get back to the rest of the news right now.
And Wiggy bringing up the Ubering in this morning, that was the right call. If you are a police officer and going to Lansdowne Street today, please don't tow me.
Or me.
Or ticket me.
You got to let them know what kind of car you got. Well, it's not the police who are going to ticket. It's the meter maids. And once they hit you, nothing you can do.
We love the meter maids.
Yes. Yep, we do. Fox is about to sell out Super Bowl ads already.
Really?
Yeah, wow. The ads are going $7 million for a 30-second spot.
Ooh.
The Super Bowl, of course, is February 9th in New Orleans. Now, Greg has been on this, and I agree with him, that soon the Super Bowl you're going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
How will that affect ads, though? Because if it's a streaming service.
I think they will keep the ads in it because people actually care about the ads.
Right.
So don't you think?
I don't think it's going to go ad-free if you pay for it, but I do think it'll be less.
Right. It'll be less ads.
It'll be like the Masters, you know, how you get 6 minutes of ads per hour.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like the side-by-sides that they do in some of the games when they do you still kind of see the game, but you get the commercial on the other side of the thing.
Yeah. And we should get a confirmation from Ken. We should be at the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Facts.
I've never been.
New Orleans is
Brady,
the spot.
Brady's
bad
calling
bad
it.
Time. It's the timing's off. We're going to have to do the show at 3 a.m.
No, it's 1 hour.
Is New Orleans it? Will be, yeah, 1 hour.
We did the morning show in Phoenix with 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't get any guests. It's not worth it if it's early. Okay. I mean, I'm down with it.
Let's do London instead.
Did you see, though?
We should do the show in London for the Patriots game. I mean,
that'd be cool.
That should be a done deal.
Did you see the football package thing that they've been putting on that you're going to have to pay almost $700 if you wanted to watch, like, every football game for all the different streaming services?
I mean, it's not. I don't think you're going to be able to. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I don't think you're going to be able. At one point soon, you're not going to be able to watch free football.
Do you
think you are?
No, and I think what they're going to do is something like a season ticket that you purchase as a fan that gives you every game, no matter the network. So like,
doesn't matter the streaming service.
So they'll bundle it, and you pay, you know, $80 a month or $200 a year, and you get every game.
Kind of like DirecTV used to do.
Right. Oh. It'll just be a generic package that you get every game to your house.
All right. Speaking of generic package, I would like to say good morning to Christian Fourier. who is listening to the show right now. All right.
68-year-old Vera Liddell, a teacher in Illinois, was sentenced to 9 years in prison after she stole over $1.5 million in wings from the school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. $1.5 million?
Which equates to 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
How was she able to do this?
So she spent some time doing it. She started doing it July 2020, height of the COVID-19 right. pandemic, and then went till February 2022 before they were able to find out what she was doing.
Very important question. Was she ordering bone-in or boneless?
Bone-in.
Bone-in. Come on, bone-in. And you see what she was doing with them.
She was...
I don't know if it's in the story.
Well, she was transporting it out of the... in the cars... by the school, and then she was selling it.
Yeah, she was selling
on her own.
Yeah, like she
on
would
the
go.
Street?
Yeah, she'd go to like restaurants. Yeah. Like,
they're
know.
Calling her like the wing lady.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She'd go to like you know like mom and pop wing shops and say, hey, you want to get some wings? I'll give them to you for a wholesale yeah. price.
Wasn't there an easier way to make money?
Like $1.5 million.
That's a lot.
Though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and think about
years.
How much the street value for those wings are.
How did they catch her?
Because the school realized that they were lost $1.5 million and the food never made it to the kids that were supposed to get it in the cafeteria. Yeah. There was wings on the payroll saying that they spent $1.5 in 2 years and they couldn't find it in the actual cafeteria being served to the kids.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
And since we're here fighting cancer today, we're going to end on this story. Science is suggesting how many times a man should climax per month.
Oh, for what purpose?
To lower your risk of prostate cancer.
Oh, okay. Right.
So do you have any guesses? He's going to say like, you know, a million.
Curtis right is up to four.
God.
What do you guys think about the socks?
21.
21.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Did you know that?
I told you. What did I say?
He's a sexpert.
The average person should be having sex 3 times a week.
Well, okay.
Right?
But that would be 12. That would be 12.
No, 7 days in a week. Times 3. 21.
No, that's not how it works.
That's how I came up with it.
20. That would be four times a week would be... And it's not only sex. I mean, you could take care of it on your own if
right now.
Four times a week would not equal it either. That would be 16.
No, 4 times a week would be 16. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. 5 times a week.
Yeah,
so
it would only be 20.
Yeah.
So 1 week you get a little.
That's
bonus. All right.
So that is
21's good.
That's what we're about. We are about defying cancer, and that's one way that men, with help,
yes,
I guess, can defy cancer,
yep,
prostate cancer.
Yep.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is presented by Arbella Insurance. You've been extraordinarily generous over these 22 years. You've donated over $70 million to help those who are fighting cancer, and we will continue with our next hour, where before we go to break, I'll tell you that we are approaching $90,000 in 2 hours. So we're currently at $89,580 donated. Keep it coming when you call 877-738-1234. When you go to jimmyfund.org and donate online, or when you text KCANCER to 20222 to make a $25 donation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.